afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Friday, May 31st, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much. Normally, we would have my conversation with James Corbett on today's program, but since we had technical difficulties earlier in the week when we usually record the program, couldn't do it. So I want to thank you for sitting in and filling up the hour with me.
Well, it's always fun. It really is. I enjoy it. I really do. We learn some things, at least I do, through the broadcast, and we have a few laughs through it, too. So I think it's a great time.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's no laughing matter today except for those who we finally had a great day for gold. Currently, the New York spot price, $1,760, up 1.3% at 13, basically 1307, 1306.90. I'm going to round it out to 1307. A beautiful day for gold today, about time we've had it. And I was talking to someone earlier this week, and everybody said, oh, when gold is going to spring, it's going to go. I remember Bob Chapman talking about gold going up by $100 a day at various times. Personally, what I believe we're going to see now in this future, only because gold has been suppressed, we're going to wake up one day and gold's going to be up $300, period.
Or more.
We might see it up $500 or more.
Yes, exactly.
It's not going to be limited to $100, ladies and gentlemen. And if that happens to gold, what do you think is going to happen to silver? We're going to see those same kind of moves in silver. What about $5 in a day? I mean, these things are coming our way. Once we start, once we've gone down this road, there's no turning back. And I think there is no turning back from the fallout of everything that is happening. So silver was up 6 pennies today. Almost a half a percent at 14.67. Platinum was down $3 today at 7.96. Palladium, big drop, almost 3.5%, down 46 at 13.32. And just to, let me see if I can get here to my recaps here. Well, let's see. Gold, we did climb to a 7-week peak today, and it is the first monthly gain in 4 months. And of course, this is all supposedly about the threatened tariffs on imports from Mexico. And this is a bigger deal than even China, because there's a whole lot of things that we export to Mexico. And so it actually has a bigger impact when we're talking about these major tariffs. We'll talk about this in here in just a little bit. So bullion has risen by about 1.7% so far this month. So far this month, for the week, 1.6%. Now futures contracts settled up even higher. It was at 13.11. So we're seeing a great thing in gold today, and pressure on the white metals, and of course that would impact them because of the trade tariffs. I did say we saw earlier last week, we saw silver breaking away from the other white metals. And again, we saw the same thing. So I expect silver to catch up to the big increases that we've seen in gold here shortly. So good signs in the gold market and the silver market. There was some pressure on the dollar today. It was down 0.42 at 97.75. Still strong as far as the dollar goes, but a lot of the other currencies, especially the peso, pretty much fell out of bed today. Crude oil took a beating, down $3.33 at 53.26. And let me see if I can get to the paper markets today. The final numbers should be coming through. And let me bring this up so we get the accurate. Where are we here? The Dow was down triple digits all day long, and almost 1.5%. Down 354 points at 24,815. NASDAQ was down 114, down 1.5% at 7,453. The S&P was down a little over 1.3%, 2,752, down 3,680. 10-year yield. I get goosebumps when I'm reading this one, ladies and gentlemen. 2.14% on the 10-year yield. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, 80%, 90% of the, you know, investing, the hedge funds and so forth think that there's going to be a rate cut by the end of the year. But there's also talks about a rate increase, a possible rate increase. If we begin to start seeing a little bit of inflation creep into our system, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's like this whole thing is beginning to come together. Now, it's not coming together for the positive, but I mean, you're beginning to see all of these other possibilities that I believe they can't control. So, Asian markets, Japan was down 1.63%. Let's see. So it was, which it was an interesting, it was a great day for gold. And of course, it all comes to the tariffs.
Yes, it does.
On Mexico.
It does, you know, and that's, that could be touchy. You know, Trump says he's doing this because Mexicans need to do more to stop illegals crossing the border, and I have no problem with that per se, but he said he could increase it as high as 25% if they don't do something. So I don't know. Mexico doesn't seem like they're too concerned about it, but as you said, it's going to cause prices to go up on our end, and it's going to cause maybe exports to slow down too. So I don't know. I know the crisis on the border is for real. We know that. But I don't know if this is the way you're going to handle it or not, Mark. No, just to know it. If they increase 25%, that's going to be a crippling blow.
Well, I mean, we do a lot of business with Mexico.
Yes, we do.
And I saw a comment, well, this might bring manufacturing back to the United States from Mexico. That's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Those people down there get paid $6 an hour, and that includes their health care. Unless you're willing to work for $6. Are you willing to work for $6?
Well, a lot of people, I don't think
people can. Heck, people can't make it on $15 with the minimum wage that they've been pushing down our throats.
No, they can't.
So that's the deal. And I don't think a 25% on this tariffs is enough to, you know, to allow the manufacturing to pay you $15 plus an hour. So I don't know what Mexico. See, personally, I don't know if I'm out in left field or what, but I'm beginning to wonder, is President Trump using the stock market as leverage? And, I mean, you had, you know, this big Mueller announcement yesterday. It doesn't matter whether I believe it or not. This is not the content, but this sure has taken everything away from any type of discussions. We have seen how the president has demonstrated repeatedly the power of his words when we've talked to the about how the markets react to his comments about the trade war with China. You know, if there's a day that has problems with this trade agreement with China, stocks go down. The next day he comes out and says, oh, our agreements are going along just fine. And the next thing you know, stocks go up. This isn't just happened one time. It has happened repeatedly. Repeatedly. So I'm beginning to wonder, made me think, well, why? Is he using these markets as leverage because he can't get what he wants? I don't know. It's just a thought. Our export trade with Mexico is much bigger than with China. And is it really our place to threaten a country economically because we can't effectively manage our own border? And I know everyone's going to say, well, it's the Democrats. Well, you know what? You can't blame, you know, yes, it is. So why can't you, why? Oh, they're just not working. I don't know, but how do you overcome that, Butch?
Well, I mean,
he had two years.
Total Republican control. He did nothing or nothing was done. I'm not going to say he did nothing, but nothing was done. So either way, blame Democrats if you want to. But from 2016 through 2018, you can't blame Democrats.
No.
So there you go. That kills that. That shoots that in the head right there. That argument just won't fly.
So is it our place to threaten a country?
No. It is not our place to turn the country.
Because we can't manage our own border?
It's a crying shame that we're in a position where that's even considered. Whether Trump could do anything, or if he tried and failed, it's still the same results. He had 2 years under Republican control and couldn't get them to move either. And you know yourself that during Obama's administration and others, the Democrats were crying for border control. Well, now, of course, now they're going the other direction. I don't know if it's because Trump's in office or what it may be. Nonetheless, Trump ran on several campaign promises. One of them was to close the border, even cut off immigration, period, until he sorted things out. We can't blame a country where illegal has come from to this country, to this nation. We can't blame that country because illegals are coming here from their country. No matter what the reasons are, if they cross our border and our borders can't stop them, it's not the country. It's not the other country's fault. It's our fault. Just that easy.
It is. I mean, look at the reaction to the markets. Is he using the markets as leverage to, not so much for Mexico, but maybe to get Congress or to get what is needed in order to get something done with immigration?
That very well could be. And perhaps that's somewhat of a good idea in the sense that it may get something done finally. But I just know that he had, like I said before, he had time. I thought he would have time whenever the nation put out an ultimatum and went totally Republican in 2016 that people would make a difference. But they haven't, Melody. But this isn't the first time I've seen this. Do you remember Newt Gingrich?
Yeah.
And back when the Republicans cleaned the House back, 2000 or 1990s, they cleaned the House out. They're going to go Republican. They're going to change everything. Nothing changed. It didn't really change under Reagan. It sure didn't change under Bush Sr. and Jr. It just got worse. I say it changed, but not for the better. So how long before America figures out that both parties are the same party? Different rhetoric, but same party.
And, you know, I think this was an interesting report. This is about the G20 digital tax. Global efforts to impose a unified tax policy on Google, Facebook, and other internet giants have cleared a major hurdle ahead of the G20 summit in Japan. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said that 129 countries had signed off on a roadmap to grab a fairer tax share of the company's booming sales. Important progress has been made through the adoption of this new program of work, but there is still a tremendous amount of work to do as we seek to reach, by the end of 2020, a unified long-term solution to the tax challenges posed by digitalization of the economy. The OECD said the Guerrero, which is the Secretary General, would seek the blessing of G20 finance ministers for the roadmap when they met in the Japanese city of Fukuoka on June 8th and 9th. Now, the meeting is in preparation for the full G20 summit involving U.S. President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and their peers in Osaka at the end of June. The summit will be an important staging post on the way to the OECD's goal of agreeing the new tax policy by the end of next year. Now, what I find this interesting, isn't this a globalization of taxes? A global government tax?
Yes, sure sounds like to me.
To which we are part of.
It's getting way above my head understanding how they manipulate all this and how they control all this. This takes a huge amount of control, Melody, to take care of that. You know that.
Yes.
It's amazing.
They are improving the international tax system. And I know people think, well, Google makes billions and trillions of dollars, and so does Facebook, and so does this. But where I'm putting this is I'm looking at this as globalization, the one world government, the one world tax. The United States, the existing setup has cost governments up to $240 billion in lost tax revenues and that they estimated in 2015. Of course, the figure today would be much higher. But rival proposals are in the mix to address the problem. The United States is notably pushing for a much wider approach, which could ensure that the European and Asian multinationals involved in their other sectors beyond technology, so they're just not looking at technology companies. So the OECD and the G20 must find a consensus around a single proposal to achieve their timeline. In the absence of that, several European nations, including Britain and France, have started going their own way, drawing U.S. ire. So, you know, every time you think that it's, you know, make America great again, here's these, you know, taxa, you know, it's just, and maybe this is something that has to be done. I don't know, Butch.
Well,
I found it interesting.
Whether it has to be done or not, it's going to happen because God's word said it would. It's going to happen. I mean, I don't say we shouldn't resist it. Don't say we shouldn't expose it, obviously. That's what we're here to do. But it's not going to change the fact that ultimately there's going to be a world system where all of us are interlinked financially and basically spiritually and every other way. It's just the way it is. And I don't like it. But God prophesied in the last days, because of the sin of the peoples, it's going to happen, and it's happening. We're seeing it happen every day.
So, but I haven't heard anyone talk about that, and I found that was kind of interesting, particularly since the G20 meeting is coming up. So, anyway.
Interesting. You're right.
There you go.
You're right.
There you go. What say you? What else do you have?
Well, you know, I would like, if I could, to read an article. I thought it was very well written. I don't have time to before the break. But it's written by Dave Hodges. Do you know who Dave Hodges is?
I do.
Yes. He wrote a book. He wrote one saying, "The Fall of New Mexico. By the time your state wakes up, it'll be too late." And this is very well done. And right to the point, after the break, I'd like to read this. It'll take about 2 minutes, but I think you'll find out that it's a powerful warning to all of us. It's happening all over the world. Now it's coming to the good old USA. And this is a warning to all of us. I'd like to break, like share that.
Okay, and we'll be heading into a break here in just a few short minutes, ladies and gentlemen, so please stay tuned. And actually, we're cutting a few seconds early, but I'm sure Todd can take care of it. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoices.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now we are live with WWCR, and I must tell you that the first segment of the program, I guess WWCR was having a little bit of issues, and we are live now. It is May 31st, Friday, 2019, and let me go ahead and give the New York spot price aftermarket numbers. Again, we were very pleased with gold today. It was up right now at 1670, still trading in the aftermarket at 1306. We have silver up 5 pennies today at 1466. Platinum was down $3 at 796, with palladium down 47 at 1331. And you missed a really good segment, ladies and gentlemen. It was all about what was going on in the markets today, about the tariffs with Mexico and the immigration situations. And so you can listen to the archives. You can go to the website at dgscoins.com. It'll be posted up at 5 o'clock or shortly thereafter. We'll give Todd a little bit of time to get it up there. And you can listen to the first segment of the program. And and the late broadcast, the 8 o'clock program, will also have the first segment talking about why gold is high and the stock markets are much lower today. The USDA, the USDX today was down 0.41 at 97.76. Crude oil was down 3.31 at 53.28. And I'm sure by now most of you know this. We had the stock market today have about almost a 1.5% decline, down 354 points at 24,815. And this was all day. I mean, they held it up all day long, ladies and gentlemen. Early morning trade, it was down 300 points, 280, 290, 300 points, and it was there all day. So they did everything in their power to keep it from going any further. You can't tell me that the Dow just traded between these little numbers all day long on a Friday. The NASDAQ was down 114 points, 1.5% at 7,453. The S&P was up 36 at 2,752. That's probably why gold went up so much. They took that money that they usually use to keep gold suppressed, and they had to apply it to the stock markets to keep that from crashing. So they let gold rise today. That's the way I read it. 10-year yield, 2.14%, down 0.08. Let's see. The euro was stronger today by 0.36, 112. Japan was down 335 points, down 1.63%. Germany was down just about 1.5%. And so I want to thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll continue. Butch.
Okay. All right. You know what the saddest part was, Melody? For the first time in all these years, you gave the winning lottery ticket numbers too, didn't you?
I did. They missed it.
Okay. It is a shame that folks do try to get the first segment either in archives or a nice broadcast, because it's really good. Melody covers some very serious information. And now I want to share an article that I mentioned last segment that I think is very important and very well written by Dave Hodges. And he has a Common Sense show, they call it, on the radio. And he does some writing in it, and he's put this article together very well. It's entitled, The Fall of New Mexico. By the time your state wakes up, it will be too late. And I will tell you, this article is hard-hitting. It makes perfect sense. It's happening not only in New Mexico, other states also, and around the world this is happening. But America, will say, is about the last vestige of sovereignty as a nation has. I mean, the European Union is no longer, the nations over there are no longer sovereign. They're all one big conglomerate. They've been infiltrated by Muslims and others. Same thing going on here with the Muslims and South American and Mexican people coming across illegally. It is what it is. So this article will explain to you. I'll read to you. I first reported on New Mexico's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, 3 months ago. Since that time, the safety and the security of the people in Mexico has significantly worsened. She is unquestionably a liberal's liberal and supports the demise of the Constitution and the destruction of American culture by replacing it with a borderless social utopia based upon strong communistic principles. She is already closely adhering to rules of four radicals as she attempts to create the atmosphere where the takeover of the United States can be completed by an overwhelming the border beyond the government's ability to respond to the crisis. This so-called governor has prevented the defense of her constituents' property rights. Towns like Deming are overrun with illegal aliens, and they are being housed in an overflow situation in places like Deming. According to Deming City Administrator Aaron Serra, in Luna County, buses unload, between 300 and 500 illegal immigrants each day. As a town of 14,183 population, has been mercilessly overwhelmed by the governor's dangerous game of partisan politics. Even larger enclaves such as Las Cruces have been overrun with illegal aliens, completely depleting of community and local government resources as they are forced to house and care for 6,000 asylum seekers. David said, "I received the following email from a citizen of Deming. Dear Dave, I don't know where to turn. Our town of about 15,000 people is being overrun. These people are not just immigrants looking for work. I have seen MS-13, and you can tell who they are by their facial tattoos. Our governor is forcing our people to take on these people. One police officer told me that we are getting 300 immigrants per day. Soon the immigrants will outnumber the Americans who live here." And folks, I'll make a comment here. That is part of the plan. Pay attention. They're trying to do away with the way this nation is run by voting. They want to go strictly to popular vote, so when they get enough illegals in, they can get anybody elected they want. I'm telling you the truth. Let's go back to the article. "I'm afraid to let the kids play outside. I don't know who these people are and what they might do. What can we do? Thanks, Jose." And it says, Sierra County has a population of 11,116 and a 21% poverty rate. Sierra County alone, with Arturo and Lincoln counties, have passed resolutions opposing the relocation of migrants to their communities. Luthan Grisham is aiding and abetting major threat to national security in her state. The social charities in Mexico have long dried up. 2 weeks ago, the Denver Post reported that Luthan Grisham's office paid $4,000 in taxpayer funds to various social charities in Denver to house thousands of immigrants that cannot be housed in New Mexico, as the shelters in several New Mexico towns and cities are filled beyond capacity. Folks, you're hearing this. They're now exporting out of New Mexico to other states to house illegals. Earlier this spring, the governor sent in law enforcement to disarm and arrest border citizens. Now pay attention. To disarm and arrest border citizens who had gathered to defend themselves against the onslaught of immigrants. She kicked the National Guard off the border, citing the Pelosi line that the border was a non-event. "The Border Patrol hates this woman with a passion, and so do a growing number of people in her state. Now 31 of 33 New Mexico's counties are up in arms over the betrayal they have experienced at the hands of Governor Lucian Grisham. This is being expressed through resolutions. The governor is now asking President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security for their help. The governor wants to continue to urge the federal government to increase its personnel on the border. And amazingly, the governor is asking DHS for reimbursement for the cost of handling the immigrants. The people in Mexico have awakened. However, it's too late. They're in damage control mode because they have been overrun. By the time your state wakes up, it will also be too late." Now, Melanie, that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Well, it is.
And the sad part of it is true.
But this isn't a new problem.
No, it is a new problem.
It's a worsening problem. I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
And now, to the point that
the police departments are all part of the problem because no one goes after them. They just let them go and they... I mean, it's just, I mean, I lived there. You know, I used to market New Mexico. And the insurance, I sold a lot of insurance in Mexico. I was a marketing rep for an insurance company. Eventually, the insurance company had to go back east because they have so many large losses. I mean, these issues have been going on for a very long time. And, you know, hey, when things are good, everybody closes their eyes and doesn't pay any attention. Is it, the people included. It's true. They wake up when it's too late.
That's
but
what
as
he's
long
just
as
saying.
The economy is great and everybody's doing fine, nobody cares. It's only when things get tough. It's only when you can't find jobs. It's only when you can't do this and you can't your health insurance. And then you say, oh, wow, gee, we got to do something about it. I remember telling the story we driving through New Mexico back in 2003. July or August, maybe September. It was probably September of 2003. And my cousin's daughter, we drove coast to coast. I was in Pennsylvania. We drove coast to coast. She had just gotten back from a trip from Guatemala. And we left to go to California like 3 days after she got back. So it was real fresh in her mind about Guatemala. We're driving through. We actually stayed in Albuquerque. And I love Albuquerque. I love New Mexico. It's a beautiful state.
Yes, it is.
A beautiful state. And I remember we were looking for a hotel. The parking lots, going through, driving around, razor wire, circular razor wire on top of fences and stuff. And she said, we're driving around, and it's like, this isn't the New Mexico that I remember. This isn't the Albuquerque that I remember. And she says, no, it kind of reminds me of Guatemala. Now, how powerful is that statement in 2003?
That's been 16 years ago.
Can you imagine what it is today?
Yes.
And I have customers in New Mexico. I have customers in Albuquerque. And I almost moved to Albuquerque. I used to love to go to Albuquerque when I marketed the state. I marketed the whole Southwest. And it was a beautiful state. Still is. But we have these issues. And the taxpayers are paying for it. And
that's
it's true. Just...
That's true.
So, you know, we don't raising tariffs to the country of Mexico is not going to fix the problem. The problem has to be fixed here at home. It's that simple. The problem isn't simple, but you have to fix the problem here. You can't go taxing countries. Taxing my tomatoes come from I planted tomatoes because I didn't want to buy tomatoes from Mexico. So anyway,
well, the article, as you said, it's been going on for years, but now actually people are starting to notice it. It took them a long time.
And what? Because our economy stinks.
There you go. Of course, and now they're realizing that the Mexicans and other illegals are going to outnumber the folks who are the citizens of the towns and the counties very soon. And that's why the Nevada governor, Steve Sisolak, I believe his name is, vetoed a bill brought to him that would make popular vote the way the state is cast its ballots for the next election. You know, to do away with the electoral vote in the state. But he said we can't do that. So that would make our state with less population have less voice in we'll say the general elections in the country, which is very true. But not only that, Melody, if illegals come in and vote by popular vote, they can control the which way the state moves, whether people like it or not. I mean, that's just the way it is. So there's a lot of things here happening, and it's happening in correlation with a lot of things, including illegals coming in the country. You know the illegals vote in this country. You already know that. That's been proven. And so the more they have in, I don't care if Democrats or Republicans, whichever one it may be that's giving these illegals the ability to stay here. But
well, if every American went out there and voted, we wouldn't have to worry about the illegals voting. Maybe we should focus on that instead. Let's focus on why people aren't voting. People are saying, well, my vote doesn't matter anymore, so why should I vote?
Well, it just
that's
goes
what
on.
They condition people to think.
Sure, and both issues need worked on, no doubt about it. But you see a plan here behind this. You're starting to see a picture come together. Puzzles fitting together. The more illegals come in, the more they can vote. The less, you know, the more chance they have to get whatever their policies may be put in force. I don't care whether Democrats or Republicans, whoever's making the profits off of these illegals want them to vote. If they go to popular vote and the illegals outnumber even the citizens, or the citizens don't vote where it may be, guess where that goes? So, folks, this is not happening by chance. This is all happening for a reason. And we get to understand that. This is not a by chance happening. This is planned. Who was it said, whatever happened in politics, you know it was planned? Who said that? Was it Truman?
I remember who said it. It was me.
It was you? Okay. All right. You made a very good statement there. Because
thank you.
What happens in national policy, Melody, is not by chance. National policy does not change by chance. It's changed by design.
Absolutely. And you know what? You also have to look to your little cities, your counties, and so forth. I mean, they're the ones that control their area and so forth. I mean, I'll take Lebanon, Pennsylvania, for example. I mean, they advertise. You know, you could call it a sanctuary city. I remember living in Missouri, Sedalia. There was a big billboard at the county. Actually, it was where they held the state fairs. They were having seminars. Not seminars, but I don't know what you'd want to call them, little... for people who couldn't figure out how to fill out the proper forms if you didn't speak English. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's just a... I don't know what to say. I mean, what we said the truth. This is all by design to take down America, once the most influential country in the world, the most economically sound country in the world. We've lost all that, no doubt. We certainly have. We've dropped down. I think, if I read this right, I don't remember the exact quote. Maybe you will, but we've dropped down like the second or third place as far as nations that.
We dropped down to third on the list.
Yes. Yes.
The U.S. is no longer the world's most competitive economy. And this is according to a Switzerland-based business school, the IMD. And it's the first time in 9 years Singapore replaced the United States as the world's
Singapore.
Most competitive
now
economy.
Stop and think about that. Singapore. I mean, that's not a huge country with a lot of resources, is it?
The U.S. The reasons they give is because of the... higher fuel prices, which I don't think the higher fuel prices are, you know, I think it's just the dollar, the fluctuations of the dollar, the strength, and the fading impact of the tax overhaul. Hong Kong remained in second place. China was still ranked as 14th. And you had Singapore, Hong Kong, U.S., Switzerland, the UAE, Netherlands, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden, Qatar, Norway, Luxembourg, Canada, China. Number 14 for China. So that's being competitive. Anyway, we're very competitive here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call, 800-375-4188. We'll return right after this short break. Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today.
complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Well, here's some good news, Butch.
Okay.
Golden Retriever is named Mueller Mayor of Southern California Town.
Named Mueller?
Well, actually, that's probably, it's a Democratic state, you know, so. But he's governor, or he's mayor of the Southern California town of Idlewild. But
wow.
He's been the mayor since 2014, so, you know.
Well, you know, I would say he's done as good as most of them.
We should have more of them.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I got a fairly intelligent dog. Maybe we should run Buddy for office. It's amazing.
Anyway. Yeah. So what else is new? We talked about the. Some other. MGM Resorts are announcing 557 layoffs. Gold is the second most popular investment choice for the Swiss. How about that? The Swiss people's favorite forms of investment after real estate is gold. And that's how the United States people should be.
I agree.
Real estate. Actually, gold should be first and then real estate, because gold is much more liquid than real estate. You know, so.
Well, you know that, you know this too, and I don't mean to keep harping on bad news, but it is what it is. You know, the pending home sales fell in April, which is a sign, I guess you say, of future events in this country. And it's not just, you know, it seems like it's starting to hit a lot of places all the country, even a place where it used to be the million-dollar homes sold like hotcakes, but they're slowing down. It is slowing down. The real estate market is slowing down a lot of areas. I mean, maybe not, but a lot of areas just dropping down. And April was a disappointing month as far as spending home sales. So whether that's good or bad, you know, another thing I thought really was, interesting, was that millennials network, people with ages from 18 to 35, their net worth is about $8,000. Now, think about that, Melody. And a bunch of them, and I don't know where I put this article, I must mislay them, a bunch of them are moving to other countries to keep, because they're so far in debt, they're leaving the country to skip paying the debt back. One guy went to Africa, someplace in Africa, but for the old $20,000 education bill, and couldn't pay it, so they moved to Africa. It's this little disadvantage over there, but he said he loves where he's at, in a little place out in the country, he has raised chickens, and sees elephants sitting around his home, but the toilets a lot of times are just holes in the ground, and he got sick eating some sour goat meat. He went to go to the ER while he was there, but he likes where he's at. He says he hopes he never see America or Walmart again. Now this is what was being said by the millennials. And $8,000 somebody's 35 years old for net worth is not a lot, Melody Cederstrom, at all.
Not in today's world, it isn't.
It isn't.
Certainly not. Not when you need $1 million to retire.
And when people are moving overseas to keep from paying back loans, student loans, and living in places, like Africa, and where they have to live in huts, so to speak, then of course they seem to be content. They really don't want to see America, they said again, or it is especially another Walmart in America. I can go along with that myself. But it's just a sad situation that we live in this kind of nation today. I'm trying to read here. It says, I have a higher standard of living. Now, listen to this. A higher standard of living in a third world country than I would in America because of my student loans. He's living on $50 a month, though. That's what it costs to live in this country there now, and I'm trying to find the name of the country. I'm not sure I can even pronounce it. He's from Colorado originally, and gosh, I can't find the name. Anyway, but his name is, his 29-year-old name is Chad Haig. They moved to Africa, and it's a village of Ukakakada. I'm not saying it right, obviously. But he went to India, to a jungle in India. And that's where he's living now. And he says he's living better there than he would in America. Although he has to use an outhouse, sometimes a hole in the yard, and got sick, eats spoiled goat meat. He's content with that. How's that for a statement for a young American who no longer wants to be an American?
Oh. But you know what? The apparel retail earnings haven't been this bad since the Great Recession. Earnings as a group are down 24% for the first quarter of this year. And the last time the group's earnings, and this is the apparel retailers group earnings, was the first quarter of 2008 when they fell. Well, they fell 40%. So we look at these apparel retailers; their earnings haven't been this disappointing since the Great Recession. So again, these are just signs, ladies and gentlemen. You want to talk? What good news can we talk about? I mean, we can sit here and we can sugarcoat everything, Butch.
Well, we can, and if you want to hear something, I think people should. This is disgusting, but it doesn't change the fact that it's happening. You know, we as Americans, especially so-called Christians, are so heavily minded. They're no earthly good. They don't want to see these things for so whatever reason. They want to keep their head buried in the sand while their posterity is going to pay for our apathy and indifference and stupidity and ignorance. They don't want to hear these things. But they're talking about legalizing prostitution. Now, this is New York, Maine, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., are right now in discussions and legalizing prostitution. This is from the New York Times. It has a picture of a demonstrator marched in front of a rally outside City Hall in Manhattan by those opposed to the decrimination of prostitution. So they want, some of these workers are marching where it said, "Listen to sex workers. Pimp free New York. Make prostitution legal." This is in Albany. Marijuana has gone mainstream. Casino gambling is everywhere, and sports wagering is spreading. Could prostitution be next? Lawmakers across the country are beginning to reconsider how to handle prostitution as calls for discrimination are slowly gaining momentum. And as you hear that, they're gaining momentum to decriminalize prostitution. Decrimination bills have been introduced in Maine, Massachusetts. A similar bill has been expected to be introduced in the City Council of Washington, D.C. in June, and lawmakers in Rhode Island held hearings last month on a proposal to study the impact of decriminalizing prostitution. America is going deeper and deeper into the sewer. Trump isn't draining the swamp fast enough. The sewer is getting deeper every day. Now, that's disgusting my opinion. It's disgusting in the eyes of God also. But that's what it is, and to be quite honest with you, why not? What else have we legalized that's an abomination in the eyes of God? It used to be an abomination in the eyes of people. What used to be considered a shame is considered what we're looking for, a special gift today, is it not?
Yes, you know, we see this with drugs. We legalize drugs, like take the criminal element out of it and everything will be okay. That isn't the issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sign. It's the deterioration that we're willing to accept and to approve of these behaviors. That's what it's all about. We accept that. And I hear some miracle stories about people that are in pain and use marijuana for medicine, for medical purposes and so forth. But just to blindly and just to open up the doors, I mean, even Colorado wants to approve, wasn't it LSD legal? And everything else?
And you can buy marijuana in Colorado in service stations. I know, because I was just there a few days ago.
I mean, it's coming to every state to us. And, you know, and I get tired of hearing, it's almost the same thing as, well, I couldn't vote for Hillary, so I voted. The same thing is when it comes to drugs. Well, you know, let those who use it get it free or legal. And it's just like, that's not the issue anymore.
Well, it's like cities are giving away.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Cities are giving away free needles to drug addicts. Giving them free needles.
And then I hear, oh, well, you know, there was this European country who did that, and their drug trade dropped, blah, blah, blah. This isn't a Europe. We're not a European country.
I agree.
And we're just going about just accepting what everybody gives us. And it's just not right. It just shows that, you know, people think that you could just do anything with no accountability. And it's no boundaries, no rules, no regulations. I guess maybe it's kind of like the Wild West to some degree.
It's even worse in a lot of ways. Even homosexuality wasn't looked upon as being natural in the Wild West times. But this,
well,
to go
I
a little
just
further,
wasn't pointing to that, Butch. I was pointing to
well,
you know,
I know that
everything as
a
whole. A
lot of things. I totally agree. But there were still some morals back then, is what I'm trying to say. You know, it may have been going on, but it wasn't praised. That's what we're seeing with prostitution and everything else, you know. So, but
it's a sign.
It is a sign. And now, police are going to start using TSA-style scanners to spy on people in public places. Now, this, and I know people say, well, this will keep us safe, this keeps secure. I went through the airport twice, going and coming. I detest it. It makes me angry. Have to take my shoes off, my belt off, empty my pockets, and walk through a scanner. And if you see anything, they got to warn you. And it makes me angry. I'm 70 years old. I'm a U.S. veteran. I've never harmed anybody in my life. And it's our fault, but we got some hairspray, Marsha confiscated on the way out, bought another can, forgot it, and got confiscated way back. I mean, it makes me angry. And now TSA, they're going to use TSA style scanners in ball games, gymnasiums, schools, and this is just like walking through a X-ray machine in the airport. It shows what you have on. It'll show anything on your clothing. It'll show what's underneath your clothing. And guess what they call? Guess what the company name is that developed this machine for public places? Now listen to this, Melody. The name of the company is Liberty Defense.
Yeah.
Now listen, it's like Patriot Act 1 and 2. Oh, it's patriotism. No, it's false security. By the way, that's also in Daniel 8:25. You'll find where false security is prophesied in the last days, and they call this. I have to look up the whole meaning of it. But you looked up the definitions in the Strong's Concordance of the words in Daniel. You'll find it means false security and false prosperity in the last days. Are we seeing that?
Absolutely.
We're seeing it, aren't we?
Of
you know,
course.
I teach these things in church. I cover them in Bible study. It's important. But Ben Franklin said that if we give up essential liberty for essential liberty for a temporary security, we deserve neither liberty or security. And now we're going to have a Liberty Defense Company develop things that look at your face, read your face, look inside your clothing, just like doing the airports, and make sure you're not doing anything wrong and illegal. Now, that's Liberty Defense, folks, I tell you what. And I'm going to share tomorrow night on the program, my program, or Monday night, more details on trip back and forth to Colorado, some of the things I experienced and saw. And it's good things I saw, with my family especially. But a lot of things make me angry and sick to my stomach. America is crumbling as a society, and finances are going to go with the society, Melody. As a society sucked into the sewer, the finances are going to follow. And that's why people better prepare themselves.
Absolutely. And we'll just see how this is all going to play out. But, you know, everything points to some tough times. And hopefully when we default on our debt, because we have debt too great to be paid, when we're defaulted on that, maybe we can arise from the ashes with something good, something maybe we can begin to start over again. But it's not going back to, I don't know why people think that we're going to go back to the 50s and 60s. It's not that world anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We can't go back. We have to take what's coming to us from the future and change that. I mean, if we had I mean, if we had the right strength behind us, we'd be able to take these new adventures or future adventures and adapt them to meet our faith, to meet our... does that make sense, Butch?
Yeah, it does.
Am I making sense?
But we'll never get back to what it was. It's impossible.
No, we won't.
Come too far.
But if we had our faith, if we had our strength, if we had our, we'd be able to take our future problems and advances and be really true to America.
Well, without a moral basis, Melody, nothing
can stand.
But
without a moral basis, it's not going to happen.
No, it can't stand. It's impossible. Well, without a moral foundation in our individual lives, family lives, and societal lives, we have nothing to build on. It's changing and it's crumbling. And the Bible says in Psalms, it went blank, but it says if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the moral foundations are being destroyed every day and collapsing every day. Now they will legalize prostitution, but they'll make you feel safer by scanning everywhere you go. This is what it's all about, to be a free people living in America. Gosh. And then we have the U.S. ships attacking Syrian oil boats on the Euphrates River. This is America.
What is America is discount gold and silver trading and this program and you and me and so many of our listeners. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining into us every day. I know sometimes the items that we talk about, the truth, is difficult because it goes against what we really wish for and hope for and pray for. Give us a call for your gold and silver coin, 800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, be safe. Good morning. Thank God.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.